Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. This is You Flew Here, I Grew Here, Tokyo and Akbar V finally clash. Messy Carly makes up with Bae while Sierra, she kicks BK to the curb. Keep it locked right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is just the mellow mood I need to get into all this messiness. Welcome to another show, you guys. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece, but I couldn't do without my crew. I got Lanisha and Lim in the building.
What up? You know, it's your boy Lim Gonzalez here, ready to talk some smack. Carly Rae is trash. That's what this episode.
Carly Rae is trash. I'm just putting it out there right now. Well, I'm going to add to that, Ciara and Akbar is trash, but okay.
Well, we have a game against that bar, some trending tweets, news, and gossip. Stay tuned to the end. You're going to love this show. Let's get right into overall thoughts. What do you think about what's going on today?
I already told you mine. That was at the top. Okay, so when I was here last, we were talking about her and how I felt like she overacted a little bit with, you know, Mo. So I think this was an indication that she really was taking it to the heels. Like, these are her girls. You know what I'm saying? And you're at this cabin retreat trying to get some kumbaya, trying to get some, you know, situation within the relationship. First of all, she don't show up with nobody, but, like, her friend. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shekinah. She's cool. But she doesn't show up with a couple at a couple's retreat. So that's, you know, messy part number one. And then she starts going bad. Like, what are you doing? Like, I get it. She's been through some stuff. But, girl, this is not the thing to take it out on.
Yeah, that wasn't the place to be at all. And I totally 100% agree with him. But you know who else has been irritating me?
Who?
Akbar and Sierra. Like, they both. Queen of... I'm sorry, Akbar, but really? You gonna call yourself the Queen of Atlanta? Really?
I don't know about the queen. There's a stretch.
Yes.
A little bit of a stretch. Just saying.
Like, not you're not even the princess. I'm just saying.
I don't know about that. I just want to show love to some people who are always showing us love. Lisa Morris, Danielle Stewart, Alex Coleman. Shout out to you guys. You always hold us down. I just want to say what's up to you guys. But my overall thoughts of the episode, I really think that if... I I'm from somewhere else and I flew to LA and for opportunity, right? So someone who's from LA or someone who's in Atlanta where there's a lot of opportunity as well, if you're not taking advantage of the opportunity and you're not ahead of me when I fly there, then what are you complaining about?
It shouldn't matter.
All the time in the world to grow up and flourish. What happened?
If anything, you should be happy. You got some competition now. Now you actually have someone you can battle with and prove that you should be sitting on the throne.
Battle. She's ready for battle.
Yeah. You know, Akbar, the whole flu here, she said it 80,000 times. So I was like, how many times are you going to say that phrase? You didn't make it up. Anyway, I feel like just your sentiment exactly. Like, you know, I'm not from here either. Most of the people are transplants to LA because we come for the opportunity, right?
Right.
And so everything's up for grabs. Like, you can't have people who are from here be like, y'all coming in here and taking my, you know, no, that's not how this works. Like, you grind, you hustle, and this is what happens. And she just is salty because she got other people that are not from there that are doing well. And I think that that's hater. That's haterade right there. Like, she's, you know, I know it's an old expression, but she was drinking a whole fifth of it.
She like, should have embraced them instead of, like, going hard. Like,
okay, you could have used that to your advantage, to be honest. You could have did a collab.
Yeah, Monique was already from somewhere else trying to collab, but then she messed that up by being late. But we'll get into the first scene because they're still at the cabin, and BK is breaking down. Sierra's just, like, over it. You know, it's hard to see a grown man cry, but Rashida, she's really trying to make them, you know, push
past everything and get over it, because there's going to be ups and downs in a relationship. Do we want to take advice from them still? Because
advice from Kirk and Rashida?
Yeah, I get they've been together the longest, but it's just sometimes it's too much.
I don't know that they were necessarily giving advice. I think that they spearheaded this because I felt like they saw that their friends that are couples have issues like they do.
Well, she went into Carly's room and sat with her.
She did, but that's also Carly. Like, Carly, okay. I'm just saying, like, Carly wasn't there with someone else. So she felt like, let me talk to you, girl, and let me, like, break it down. But I mean, I wasn't mad at it. Like, again, I think that, yes, they have longevity, but as they opened up, you know, Rashida, you know, said, hey, look, I haven't been faithful. This happened years ago. But basically, we all have struggles in our relationship. And I think it's good to, it was almost like a spiritual, like I've been to spiritual retreats where you have, like, especially at the end when they were casting away, like, I'm taking doubt and I'm taking, you know, this out of me and I want to take this out. And I think it was good for these couples because a lot of them are younger couples and they need to do that. And I think that for them spearheading that, I think just Carly coming there, she ended up followed her there.
Yeah.
We'll get into that, but, which she wasn't having at first, but I think it was good for them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of the infidelity, Sierra coming clean, it breaks BK down, but he cheated and he expects her to forgive him and be back with him. But as soon as a woman does it, the man can't take it, honey. They about to die. And
that's what I heard. I feel like when a woman cheats, guys like, and you could correct me if I'm wrong because we got a man on the panel, y'all.
Okay. Just go ahead.
But I do feel like guys, they get more hurt when a woman cheats. And I honestly don't understand it because guys, I don't know, y'all could cheat like 10 million times and it's like, oh, woman, keep forgiving. Because I don't know if it's because we're a little bit more nurturing, more caring or something. I don't know what it is.
It's expected of men that men are out here in these streets.
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. There you go. Now I got to talk. Okay, so yes, the stigma between men and women is that typically, oh, the man cheats more and he's, you know, just maybe can't get away with it like a woman can. I've heard all of these expressions, right? I think that, you know, cheating happens in both parties, which this episode did show us, right? Mm. Because everybody had issues in their relationship where there was infidelity. Not everybody, but a lot of them came forward, men and women, couples in the relationship. So I think that it happens on both ends.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, when you say like, oh, a man can't take when a woman cheats, I mean, it's just, I don't think either side, like, it's terrible on both ends.
Yeah, I feel like it is like combination of what you guys think. I feel like women, we could get away with them. I feel like, women are
I feel like if you get caught cheating, a guy will never forgive you almost. It's like, you ain't nothing but an H, you know, like.
Well, I mean, we don't.
That's true, because we get all these bad titles.
I mean, some men will do that. I don't want to characterize everybody an umbrella. I've personally never cheated on anyone in any relationship I've been in. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. That's a good question.
If you caught them cheating and they asked for forgiveness, would you forgive?
It depends on the situation. I mean, if it depends on our relationship, like it depends on the situation. Why? How did that happen? Because, and this is, I'll tell you why I haven't cheated on anybody, because I would hate for it to happen to me. Like I would not want, especially if I'm in love with someone like that is in the picture.
Ladies, there's faithful men out here. I mean,
we're out here. But no, I mean, because of that very reason, I would hate, like, I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
If someone cheated on it and I found out and I was in love with that person, I would be devastated. So I would not want to inflict that hurt and pain on someone else. So, but I think the stigma is that, oh, well, you know, men cheat. And so maybe women are forgiving of that because they know that it's like, I know personally women that have forgiven men that have cheated on them
over and over again,
multiple times. And I'm like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Because what that does is if you're doing that, then that empowers them to be like, all right, well, she's going to forgive me as long as I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably why the stigma happens where it's like, oh, men cheat way more, you know, no, women cheat as well.
So we're more like allowing. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, in some situations, I think
some
that...
Some women, not
as
all
long
women.
As you don't do, like, I feel like with the Wendy Williams situation, she probably knew her husband was cheating, but when he had that baby, it was like, there's a point of...
That was the last straw.
Yeah, the point of no return. Like, if you're doing things that are just too disrespectful, it's like you're doing too much now. Like, I can't even turn a blind eye. Right. You know?
Like, and then you see, and then you have the situation, like, when you get into, like, you know, people with money, you know, or maybe some celebrity status, the woman that's at home, whether she's wifey or whether she's baby moms or whether she's, you know, at home holding it down, it's like, if you cheat, just, I don't want to see it. You know, as long as you're bringing that check home, as long as I'm making sure I'm taken care of, that happens as well. So then you get that going on. So it's just messy all the way around. The bottom line is you shouldn't be cheating on one another.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's the thing to take away from this.
Well, speaking of someone wanting to be taken care of, Erica wants her child support and she wants the support of her baby daddy, and he doesn't want to take her phone calls. So Mama D, she is coming to the rescue. She's trying to blend her family back together. She's made up with Cece, and she feels like if she can make up with Cece, then Scrappy and Bam can make up with Erica. However, they're not feeling her.
Well, I want to know more about their situation, because there got to be a reason why.
We saw the fights on the reunion. We've seen the past and all that stuff.
But, like, I want to know, like, what's happening now, like, with the court stuff and everything. Because he's saying he's paying the child support and everything. And he seems like he's a good dad and all that stuff. So...
He seems like
But why is he not talking to Erica?
He doesn't want to be on something? The court papers. Like, that was the main reason they fought, is because he wasn't on child support. Well, and then she went and got him on child support.
And that's what he's saying. He's like, well, the courts is dealing with it. So you think it's a situation where he feels salty?
Yeah.
The courts are involved? And that could be it. That could be it, because he wanted it to work it out the other way, and she wasn't.
But he wasn't paying on time. So
you got to handle business. You definitely got to handle business.
Okay, you got to make sure your child good. Right. That comes first.
But why is he mad at Erica?
I mean, I think probably because she did that. Like, whether he was paying or not, he may have thought, like, look, we should be able to work it out between us. Mm-hmm. We don't need to get the courts involved. And she's probably like, no, I need consistent payment from you. Otherwise, I'm not, you know, I don't want to take how you're giving it to me. And so if he feels some kind of way, and also he's moved on. So he has no, you know.
So
what
has
I'm saying?
She's pregnant she with has, twins now. Correct. And she just wants, I guess, to have a big, happy family. But at the same time, it's like, she needs someone there to help, and she wants to be able to communicate with him, like, hey, can you pick up Amani? And she's like going through Mama D. And
well, she said they communicate through text.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they talk to through text, but she wants to be cordial with Bambi now, I guess. I don't know.
I get Bambi's point of view. I'm not doing with no baby drama. That's between y'all two as far as the kid. I have my own. That's between you two.
I just feel like Erica's trying to get back on the show.
I was just going to say that. When she showed up, I'm like, why is she on the show? Like, what a connection.
Like, what's the point?
Like, Scrap's not with her anymore. You know, he's obviously moved on. It's not like Mama D is like, that's her girl. So
right,
like,
they just like got cordial.
Got cool. So
y'all know babies are expensive nowadays. Yeah. You gotta get that check.
She's about to have two, and her man doesn't want to be on the show. So
she
needs someone to film with, and they don't want to talk to her.
Right. Yeah, I think it's kind of a stretch a little bit that she's doing that. So just saying.
Well, before we go into the next topic, let the people know about AfterBuzz TV and how we're the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah. Oh, well, you said it yourself, you guys. Thank you. And it's all thanks to you guys. Thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. Now, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. You guys are already on there, so hit that little subscribe button. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up and like. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, okay? We like that. We 5 stars. And I see you guys in the comments, so keep the comments coming, because we will definitely shout you guys out. Let's get back to it.
For Sugardale.
Oh, yes. Let's get all into this juiciness, because at the cabin, everybody's having issues with Carly. She's about to fight Bambi. She's trying to fight Jock's new woman. She's just miserable inside. And somewhere, Arkansas Mo, he didn't go all the way back home. He's hiding. So he comes back and begs for forgiveness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like her hormones are out of whack or something, because Carly was just like, she had the miscarriage.
Way, it's definitely, I feel like it was that point where it was just building up, building up, building up. And I think it finally like hit her. Like, she's seeing Jock with another woman. She had the miscarriage. And she's seeing everybody and else happy.
And the lies she got from her man. Because she was like, all these men lying. Let me tell the truth. And you just want to spread your misery everywhere.
Yeah. I don't even think that it's just the lie. I think it's the fact that someone he's having, might be having a kid from somebody else. And she's lost a kid.
Yeah,
so it's hitting her.
Carly, first of all, let's keep it all the way real. Carly's been messy since day one. Yeah. Like, she's the messiest one of the cast. Like,
now that's
like
who you could call a queen.
From when it first started. So let's keep that under wraps. I do think that this is extra for Carly, especially like starting fights out of nowhere. Like, Bambi was really just trying to be her girl, and she was going bad at Bambi. And Bambi's like, yo.
She was like, you threw a shoe at my
exactly.
head.
Yeah, okay. Like, what? Chill out. But yeah, she's been through a lot. With the whole miscarriage, I mean, I'm not a woman, so I can imagine that's got to be super, super tough.
Yeah.
Then she feels like her man betrayed her. So she's rolling with that. I just don't think she should have been there. I think that she should have stayed home. I don't think
it was so many other people at home.
Exactly.
Tokyo. That could have been with her.
She could have
Yeah.
I don't think she needed to. The fact that she went, I was just kind of like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So you could have been home resting and like kind of just getting yourself together personally. Yeah. But the fact she was there, she was all out of whack. She's seeing other couples.
Yeah.
Well, Arkansas Mo did make an effort to come bring her a Louis bag and apologize again, and they...
Okay, so do you think... I'm going to ask... She said him then. Do you think, though, that him coming... Like, first he came, and then she's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Then we see at the very end of the episode, he's got rose petals. She's like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? And he's, like, there, and she's got rose petals on the bed, and he's like, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry. And she's like, I don't believe you. You know, she's trying to stand her ground, and then she decides to give him another chance.
I think it was all about the talk she had with Rashida.
You think that's what did it?
And that's why I'm like, should we take advice from Rashida? I don't know. Is it better to just stick with what you got and forget about what else is out there?
I mean, it's not like it was bad advice. I mean, if you would have first told me, like, Rashida and Kirk is going to give me advice, I would probably be like, I'm good. I'll pass. But after hearing the advice... they did give actual good advice. Like, relationships are about communication forgiveness.
Sure.
Like, it's general, and, you know, they took it from themselves, from learning from that mistake. They're not afraid to admit their mistakes. At least that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they learn from the mistake, that's what's most important.
And I'm not mad. I think Rashida's cool. I love Rashida. I think... Mm-hmm. Kirk is the one that's like, Kirk, what are you doing? You know? So, like she said, she did her dirt early, like when they were young. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like Rashida's sound, I feel like I wouldn't mind anyone taking anybody from the cast, taking advice from her. And I think Carly, even though she's around the same age as all of them, she has her own, you know, daughter. She's been through some things in her life. I think she just needs to be reeled in, you know, that's just like, look. This is a situation. Like, what did he do? Was terribly wrong?
Yeah.
Like, he really was just, you know, a man about it. Like, I understand where he was coming from. He was like, look, I wanted to seek it out first, see how legitimate it was, and then bring it to you after I sought it out. She just took it as, because of her history with men, she put that in account. It's like, well, I've been cheated on, and I've been this, and I've been that, and I've been lied to.
Took the baggages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she put that on, which does happen in relationships. Like,
I said this.
Yeah, it happens in relationships. I've been in relationships where they're mad at me for something. I'm like, yo, I didn't do that.
Oh.
But it's somebody in their previous relationship, but it's carryover.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot of carryover. And so I think it took him, and like the way he came at her. He's like, look, you know, he still apologized. Because, he could have been more forward with her, sure. But at the end of the day, he didn't do anything terribly wrong that was unforgivable.
Which is why, ladies, you guys should definitely take... Sorry, my bad. You guys should definitely take the time to be single and be happy being single. It's okay to be single. It's not a bad thing.
Well, she's getting older, so she's looking for her soulmate.
And Russian.
Well, here's the thing.
And Russian.
Russian.
What do you think about her... pushing all this onto Jock and his woman and trying to fight her, like throwing a shoe at the girl, like
that was just misdirected. She was just angry. She was just angry. I think she was just angry.
But
and-
what about the girl being a lawyer, possible judge? Mm-hmm. Like, do we feel like she's putting herself in these predicaments because we see next episode she's trying to go to the other trip? So it's like she wants to be in these messy
drama
situations.
Oh, she definitely.
Yeah,
she's about wants to, like. She wants some time. Let me tell you. She wants some camera time. She said, Jock, you need to take me where the drama's at.
Okay.
Take me. I will litigate that drama and for myself. No, she definitely wants some screen time because that's the only reason why she would put herself in this situation. I mean, she literally dragged him. Like, why would you want to go to your ex's part? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Engagement part.
Like, who in their right mind wants to do that?
Right.
Like, no, it's a hard pass. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. But she was like, no, I want to go because I deserve to be there. And you got to put me out on Front Street for everybody to see, knowing it was going to cause drama.
She
did not want to hear that story in the van, yet it took her there. And what do you think about her just acting out of character? Do you feel like she's letting Carly get under her skin, or is she putting herself in a situation where she doesn't care about her reputation right now?
When you throw a shoe, all bets are off. I don't know how long you could hold your composure. Like, people always want to go for the nice girls. And she was holding her... She held it for pretty long.
Do you think Carly was doing it because she knows security going to back her up and push?
Carly is a pro. Come on okay. now. Carly is the turn-up queen. She knows how... Like, security, like, literally picked her up and, like, moved her out the way. She knows what's up. Like, she's been doing this too long. I feel like old girl is new at this, right? Mm-hmm. And I do like the fact... I thought it was dope that Jock... although he doesn't make all the best decisions in the past, but the fact that he's like, look, don't get out of character. Look, just chill. You an attorney. You about to be a judge or senator or whatever he was telling her.
Yeah.
So he was like, don't go this way. Like, that's her thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she does that. Like, you don't need to do that. And I like that he set her down and he put her and it's like, look, don't go there, because he knew she could go there. She definitely, you could tell, she from the streets, the back of Atlanta streets or wherever they are, she's from there.
Okay.
So she, even though she's an attorney, she knows what's up. She knows what's up.
And I like that they said later she took him to the room, but we didn't see that part. Mm. So she did, was able to talk to him and, you know, without the cameras and actually... You talk it out with
him. If I was Carly, I would tread lightly because she could probably sue her. She could come up with some kind of case against her for throwing a shoe at her.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure.
And win some of her money. She'll be like Tierra Marie on 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
No, she didn't.
Wow.
Don't get sued now.
Wow.
You know, it get like that sometimes because you see how Pooh is coming for Carly right now.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She's getting Botox on camera. And I guess this is how she preserves her 40 plus age look.
40 plus? Come on now.
Come on now.
That woman is 50 plus. Like, let's keep. No.
But she looks good, though.
No, okay.
I mean, look at her Botox. She's trying to convince Mimi to get Botox with her.
Right. Come on. First of all, Pooh, what are you doing? Okay. I feel like every time she comes on, she's got to talk about Carly, you know, licking her booty. Like, every time, even, and this time, she said the same thing.
Do you believe it happened? If you believe it happened, raise your hand.
My thing is, I don't care at this point.
Why does it matter?
But why did every time you come on screen and there's cameras on you, it's like, Carly licked my, and she's like angry at her. Like, why don't you admit?
That
like,
you licked
like,
my booty?
Exactly. It's like, why
That's
are
the
you?
The worst kind of fan to have.
Right. Like, she literally wants her to confess to that every time she sees her and the fact that Carly's old. Like that's your two main things on Carly, that she's old and she ain't told nobody, and that, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you so obsessed like, with me?
Like, that's
they're two messy peas in a pod. I think they belong together.
Well, they were homegirls until Carly got more popular. Because the thing is, Pooh was on the show, but like, incognito. She came to a party with Carly like one time and they showed a clip of that early on.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a quick clip. They showed her with Carly when they were cool. Right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, where is Pooh coming from? Like, she just came out of nowhere in her Botox cape, da-da-da-da, you know, trying to, like, come in here on the show. And I'm like, where is she from? So they showed that she was homegirls with Carly, and now she's upset because they had this falling out. But it's like, why are you so angry? Like, chill. Like, she, according to her, she's got paper, she's good to go, she's got, you know, her, whatever she's doing to her face and all that kind of stuff. Chill out.
Mimi convinces her.
$50 sheet.
Yeah. Mimi convinces her to.
What is that?
You know, I looked up the sheets.
What is that?
They're 100% cotton. I just need to fill these sheets.
I want to know why she has to mention this stuff.
But why she has to mention the sheets? Like, I just don't understand. Like, she's upset. Like, she's crazy. Like, she's crazy.
She's definitely crazy. But Mimi thinks it's a good idea for them to become friends again. She tells her to have the cocktail party. And nobody shows up because they heard about what she
No one is going to show up to that funky party and have her yell at everybody about how Carly did these things to
she
her.
She said, I'm tired of you hearing about Carly's
But do we think, is Pooh pushing up on all these men or... I don't understand because she's saying Carly is about all this freakiness, and if they were friends, they were partaking in the freakiness together. So, do we feel like Pooh actually did what they're saying to BK, or did BK do it to her?
About the again, Pooh is trying also is trying not like you know as much as Erica is, but she's definitely trying to get screen time, and I feel like she's trying to connect herself. Carly wants nothing to do with this woman. Like, clearly, right? Okay. So she has to force herself. She had to send, you know, old girl to DJ to send a message because she wasn't invited. Shay. And then had her fired.
Why
and
then she just go crash herself?
That's what I'm saying. Then she's talking to Mimi. And Mimi's like, girl, you tripping.
Doing the most.
And so she's like, I'm going to have a cocktail party and invite people. And no one shows up because exactly, like, no one wants to come to your Botox party to have you yell at Cardi. Like, I mean, Cardi. Carly. So why? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh no, I see what you're saying. I don't understand Pooh. I would be like Carly. I would not be friends with you.
You know, how do we feel about those leechy friends that just try to like push up on what you got going on? Because that's exactly what Pooh
coattails, riding coattails.
And it's like, I don't want you here. I don't want you on the show. Like, you were doing a cameo. Like, stick to that. Like, why are you here?
Pooh tried out for Real Housewives Atlanta, and they did not accept her. They did not accept her. So now she's like, I got to get on something. And so she's like, I know that Carly did this to me. She probably told the producers. They're like, really? And now she's, you know, on the show. Like, there's no other reason for her to be like, she's like, you know what I'm saying? Carly is messy by herself. We don't need another mess like Carly. Like, Carly does it all by herself. Wait, that's enough for me. You know what I'm saying? We don't need Pooh. And her name's Pooh. Why is her name Pooh?
Oh, there we know. The booty hole.
Like, come on, man.
Like, my goodness.
It's just terrible.
We need for her to go. And we need for the cast to let all their drama go. That's what Rashida is telling everybody to do, this little boat set, you know, segment. So they all write it down on pieces of paper and set sail the paper and let it go. Do you think they're going to let it go?
Oh, some of them are definitely going to. Sierra is definitely going to keep on their burden. But I do believe, like, Scrap and Bam, that's my favorite couple right now, okay?
So you think all the couples will stay together? Jock and Kendra?
I do think Jock and Kendra, I think they could work. Because Kendra knows how to communicate with Jock. So I think they're going to work. Obviously, Scrap and Bam. Kirk and Rashida, y'all doing good. So I'll believe in y'all.
Those will be the main staples.
Those are my main three. Everyone else, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like everybody, with the exception of Sierra and
BK,
because I think that, I mean, when we saw BK, he was messy already. Mm-hmm. And so he was bringing Sierra through the ringer when he was on the show before. Mm-hmm. So now this whole situation with Pooh, I think that that's just a distraction.
Yeah.
But I think it just raises more about what else have you done or not done, you know? And it was interesting, too, because seeing them, they were both emotional. Like, when they were talking about the situations that they were both in and not being faithful to one another. So, but I feel like in their situation, it's like they're both kind of toxic.
Yeah.
And especially when we see Sierra before, she was with Shooter, right? In the previous season. And he obviously was running game on her and cheating on her. So then she goes into the arms of BK, who hasn't been faithful. It's like, this is not good.
Take a moment, like you said. Love yourself.
Be single. Yes. Right. It's okay. I love it sometimes. Right.
She said sometimes.
I ain't gonna go on no couples trip, that's for sure.
Right, as a single person? Okay. Oh, gosh, please.
Listening to all their speeches about what they're giving up, I'm like, well, Carly, why don't you give up being messy? You didn't say give that up.
Oh, because she's just too good at it.
She should give it up. Sierra isn't with BK anymore. And then I'm just starting to feel like this is real soap opera-ish. It's like...
It's, of course. Like, you just not realizing that. I was like, this this is the soap opera. This is the ghetto soap opera.
This is the ghetto soap opera. It was like that moment when Carly and her man were talking. I was just like, this is too much for me. He needs to just stop.
When Carly and her man were talking?
Yes, when she finally forgave him.
Arkansas mode.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That man really loves her.
You think so?
Okay, for you to keep coming back to that type of drama. And to actually
like drama. I know a lot of guys that like drama and mess.
Yeah, but some things that like on both ends, men and women, what we don't do is we never take the time to think about the other person's shoe. We always think about like how we're feeling in our moment. But he actually took the time to think, maybe I didn't think about how she was feeling about this. That was very mature of him. And for him to do that, I commend him. Yes.
Okay.
Go, Mo.
I mean, I think that he does like her. He's not the type for me. I don't think he's clout chasing.
Yeah.
I don't think he is comfortable he doesn't seem that type like, oh, I want to be on camera. Like when he was showed up to the gym, he was just kind of like, yeah, like he was looked awkward, you know. Yeah. Like obviously he was, I asked him stuff to Tierra back home, but he's not for the cameras, I believe. Right. I think that he does care for her, and it seems like Carly's a lot, you know. So that's why Carly. I'm just like, yo, just give him a chance. So, but yeah, he does care for her. He obviously wants
to. He likes Carly.
He does. He wants to have a, you know, try and have a child.
Yeah.
So, but he also likes other women. That's what I say.
Wait, what do you mean he likes?
He's out here in these streets.
You think so?
Yeah.
That happened before Carly, though.
Yeah, that was before.
It was such a short time frame. I'm just saying. You know, you
so
can't.
So you think he's dipping out on Carly?
I think so. I think he will.
You think he will?
Oh.
So you're saying Carly can't get nobody faithful?
No, I'm just saying this dude is already showing.
This dude. She said, I'm saying this one right
just
now.
Just like all the other dudes. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I feel like if she takes her time, she can find it.
Okay, I do agree with that.
So you think she's... But how much time? Like, she's not a spring chicken. She's freezing her eggs.
You right. Like, I don't know. She gonna just adopt. I don't know.
Like, I think what it is with her, though, is I think... When we see her, every time we've seen her, she's fallen so hard. Mm-hmm. She was even with Caesar from Black Ink. And I'm like, this is my man. I'm like, Carly Rae. Okay. Caesar from Black Ink, that's your man? Come on, man. Like, I feel like she just seems like she falls really hard for these men.
Yeah.
And we see that, and then we see them just do her wrong, and then like, then that's what happens. She, you know, so maybe
take your time.
Maybe she just needs to take the time. Maybe yes. She does need to take the time. Develop the relationship.
Even if you want a kid, like sometimes people like just have jump into a relationship just because they want a kid. Like that's not a good reason to jump into a relationship at all. Toxic one.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
That part.
Okay.
And what else is crazy is how Spice jumps in this fight with Akbar V in Tokyo. I really thought in the preview that was Tokyo jumping over the couch, but it turns out that was Spice.
Spice.
Okay.
She had her friends back.
She always has her friends back. Now, that's my friend. That's my type of friend. Spice. Okay. I can't get to her friend. Okay, girl, I got you. Boop.
Right. It was a bit much, but I mean, Akbar, she just seems like she's just trying to be a bully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of embracing femcies, I feel like that's what it needs to be about. She wants people to bow down to her, but I feel like it should be a mutual respect.
I think with Akbar, from what I see from the show, I wasn't familiar with her music prior to the show. I know like some people that I roll with were. So I mean, I think she's one of those like she goes hard.
If you're in the South, you Atlanta. May know about
exactly.
Her.
That's what I'm saying. But my boy, he's from out here. He knows about her, but he's really involved in hip hop and music of that nature. So I think that she definitely reps her city hard. She's from, like she said a thousand times. You know, I grew here, so. So I think she reps that, but I do think that she's come against adversity in the music industry, whereas trying to get big, like, you know, have crossover success.
I disagree, because when they were telling her to reach out to Bankhead, she was like, I ain't reaching out to him. He should reach out to me. Like,
yeah. That's
her own self-stopping her progress instead of reaching out and thinking you're the queen. Everybody got to reach out to me. Oh, you landed on ATL soil. You need to call me. Instead of reaching out to whoever's popping right now, which is, you know, Tokyo.
Well, okay. I agree
with her Reebok commercial.
Right. Okay, I saw Congrats, girl.
No, I mean, that's in some essence what I was trying to say. She's from here, but it's like, you know, you feel like you said, you have the stigma where you're a hometown hero, big fish in a small pond, but you feel like, you know, you deserve respect. And I feel like that's where she's at. She hasn't grown past Atlanta, her success platform. Mm-hmm. So here she has people coming not from there, having success in her city, and she feels some kind of way. Like, it can't be shared.
It's called jealousy.
Yes.
You know, hater.
Yeah, exactly.
Get over it.
Like, reach out. Okay. If you don't want to miss out, reach out. Okay. Right.
Well, and stop trying to wait for people to reach out to you.
Exactly. But you know what? I gotta play my favorite part of the show. Guess That Bar.
Guess That Bar.
Guess That Bar is where I read the lyrics in monotone and my panelists have to guess the bar, the name of the song, and the artist. You think you can do that?
If I cheat, I can. So you drop guys, them comments.
In the live chat, please help them out because they need some help.
I'm asking them now. Help me.
Please
I
help.
Told Lim I was going to get him some old school classics. So if he don't get these right,
it's all bad.
We are, yeah.
It's all okay. Bad. Basically, is what you're saying. Are you seeing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to look like a sucker if I don't get these right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This is number one.
Okay.
Okay. For these streets like a fiend for crack, but pulling me back. It's a real gotta end going, cause no matter drama, gossip, my heart is in your hood. My dog ends rock with, before you get clapped, put the tongues too loose, have everybody in the going, ooh.
Okay, wait. the artist, is the artist 2 Chainz?
No.
Damn.
Old school. I'm going to give you a hint.
It's Can you give me the chorus?
Like, it's going to give the song away.
That's what I need. What's the name of the song? Is the chorus? Okay, give me another line.
And now there's blood on my Tims. Snitching, calling 1-800 Crime Stoppers. And now there's blood on my Tims. Snitching, calling 1-800.
Oh, Biggie Smalls.
Nah, bruh.
Oh, my God.
It's Mobb Deep Getaway. You know, maybe I should have chosen the first verse. You probably could have got it.
Oh, you didn't even see. You're making it difficult.
That's a good song for Mobb Deep.
No, it's great, but I'm just saying, like, okay, next one.
Okay, anyway.
And this sexy music is not matching.
Okay.
It's throwing me off.
The soul's escaping.
I feel like when a body
through
roll.
Through this hole that's gaping, the world is mine for the taking. Making me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to a post-mortem. It only grows harder, only grows hotter. Hey, he blows us up over these O's. All on him, coast to coast shows. He's known as the Globetrotter.
Sing it! Is it JJ Fad?
Oh, hell. Look, I'm just a dancer. I don't know.
Yo, that was Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm not good at this game.
Now, that one, I probably should have known.
Y'all should have known that. Okay, I'm going to try to refresh your hip hop.
I'm telling you, this like sexy body roll music is throwing me off.
It's the point, okay?
I saw Hotter. I was like, right. This is a sexy song.
I graduated in these streets. I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, shooting pistols since I stood on both feet. So while you ends acting bad, you gotta show me. You gonna have to bring my Chevy down to a slow creep. My ends hanging out the window, mouth full of gold teeth. The guns start popping, wonder when it's gonna cease. Chopper hits you on the side, create a slow leak. We've been in the speculation, cause today we gon' see.
Yeah, I'm looking about gold teeth and Chevy.
Is it a Southern rapper? Okay. Oh wait. Ludacris.
I give a F about the feds investigation on me. I don't care. They're at my shows and they waiting on me. I keep a flossy popping as long as it's to the beat.
I can't do with this music. I can't. The music is throwing me off. Because all I hear is R&B songs. Like, that's all I hear. I, like, want to say R. Kelly or, like, somebody, like, I want a body roll.
You guys are like, terrible. I mean, I don't know. T.I., you don't know me. That's like, he's
oh
the king of the
God.
South.
He is the king of the South. Yeah. I should have got that. I'm telling you, it's this music. I would have got it.
Okay, I'm going to try to find another song for you to do
maybe. Or I'm just not good at this game.
Another song.
All right, well, let's get into the trending tweets. This is where I pull the juiciest tweets from the super fans discussing the show. Let's get into Uniquely Fitted. She says, I hope Bambi watches this episode and has a change of heart and allows Erica and Little Scrappy to have more than just a text co-parenting because kids need to see parents working together for the child. You agree or no?
Are they good? How they are? I agree that kids need to see the parents, like, you know, working things out so that they know things are good. But Bambi... she's fine. Stay out. If she wants to stay out of it,
I don't think she needs to be obligated to have necessarily a relationship with Erica. I think she needs to be cordial because you know, Scraps, you know, has children by both of them. But I don't think she needs to be homegirls or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that that's necessary.
Okay, well, Jenna 12022960, she says Rashida is such a great friend. She put all this together, not for her own drama entertainment, really, but just because she wants the best for her friends and loves their company.
I do like that. That's a genuine idea. And it worked out for most of them.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you couldn't make it through the weekend, you weren't meant to be together. You get it? So Tommy 1997 _ says, I'm honestly not even trying to be disrespectful. How can you be the queen if no one knew you before this season?
That's what I said. Okay. I didn't know you people until the show.
Why do people want to know?
That I didn't know her until the
Tommy
show.
Tommy said that, not me. So don't try to fight me when I fly to ACL, okay?
I'm here.
Flying there soon, okay?
I grew in California.
I don't have your number to call you, but we would love to have you on the show if you would like to
and
come and talk about
the queen. Yes.
And explain the queen. Explain
well, let's get into some news and gossip really quickly. Lanisha, what do you got for me, girl?
Yes, you guys. So first, obviously, we have to celebrate Cardi B and her fashion line with Fashion Nova.
Oh, yes.
I know you was there. I was hating.
Oh, really? Yes, okay. I went. It was a lot going on. She had some really cute pieces, but it was just a lot. She had some performances from the Blueface, Tatiana person, the Cowboy song. It was cool. It was cool. I like Cardi and Offset. And it was really nice, though. It was like a live stream situation. It was cool.
Next time I'll be there, Cardi. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So now you guys know Mother's Day passed. And guess who's a new mom? Brooke Valentine and Marcus Black.
Yeah, how did she hide it from us?
She pulled a Kylie Jenner on us.
I see. We was not even paying attention.
Mm-mm. I really wasn't. But she was posting like her music and stuff like that, so we couldn't know.
Interesting.
Okay, but congratulations, girl. Now next, guess who's going to be joining the Love and Hip Hop family of Hollywood?
Who?
Raz B from B2K.
He's joining?
Really? Okay.
Ooh. Yes. I want to see what he's talking about. So he going to be hanging with Fizz now?
You already know. They're going to be talking about getting it together, how their tour went and everything. And are we going to continue doing it?
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. I like to see them back together.
Mm. I wonder if we're going to see some drama, some B2K drama.
Oh, you know he a little crazy, so.
Yeah, he like left the show, the tour, like a bunch of times or something like that. Oh, yeah. He was going through it.
He's going through it. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in with us. It's been fun. I hope you enjoy Guess That Bar and the tweets. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can keep up with me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Peace. And tell them where they can keep up with you guys.
What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled LANISHA 914.
What up? You know, it's the Sensitive Thug, Lim Gonzalez. You know how it is. Follow me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. And also check out my website, stayonthemic.com, for all that I got going on. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Yeah. Till next week. We got some more mess for you.
get that drama.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.